Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, you're welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver, in this Thursday morning. You're welcome along. Now, of course, everyone, and I mean literally everyone, is talking tariffs and has been since the last 2 weeks, since Liberation Day, it was called, was announced. And, of course, we're all teasing out the implications for Irish companies, farm investment, foreign direct investment. You will see some stories this morning about European pharma companies are warning that unless there's some changes in regulations in Europe, they might not make further investments in Europe and go to the US instead. 100 billion euros worth of investment at stake, depending on how the EU sets up various regulations. A lot of it to do with the generic drugs and patents and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, we want to have a little bit more of a central conversation on what the future means for both tariffs and FDI. And I'm joined in studio by Brendan Murphy, who is the man to talk to. He's tax partner at Baker Tilly Ireland, and he's head of their tax practice. Good morning to you, Brendan.
Morning, Emma. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Now, you're obviously in demand at the moment. The phone is ringing off the hook.
I don't know if tariffs is a dirty word at the moment, or can we talk about it?
Yeah, as everyone scratches around to find a trade expert. They weren't necessarily that much in demand before this. But let me talk you through where our President Trump is going at the moment on all of this. We haven't heard about this specific pharma package yet, but we are expecting it to come. So are you, from talking to companies and clients of yours, what is the mood like at the moment? How apprehensive are they about what might be coming down the road?
Yeah, there's obviously huge apprehension, and we have clients in this space, as you say. I think we've probably, your listeners have seen maybe the numbers that came out 2 days ago on the exports. So there has been a sense of maybe stockpiling to a sense. I think there was 20 billion on pharma assets exported from Ireland to the US in January and February alone. That's almost 50% of the 2024 figures. So that trend, we imagine, will continue. There's people obviously trying to safeguard for what's coming down the line, but there's huge apprehension, and it's the lack of certainty of knowing how this is going to play out and what is next is the real confusing part.
Yeah, now for people who don't follow this closely, which I suppose might be a lot of people, is these companies are structured in a particular way. So a lot of the time they're intellectual property is lodged and registered here, and then they license the product, the drug. One of them is called Keytruda, and there's other ones, Zepound. We won't get into all that, but so effectively they're licensed to other parts of the world, and the money is basically funneled back to the US eventually. We don't need to get into all of that, but what we do need to get into is those structures are very tax beneficial for these companies, and they may be forced to dismantle those structures, because if they don't, they might be tariffed by President Trump. So the companies are effectively weighing up what they might have to pay President Trump in tariffs and what they would lose if they dismantled their current structures. Would that be fair to describe? That's what they're currently considering.
That's fair, but I suppose there's also the add-on effect to that of what if Trump doesn't go the tariff route on pharma, and what if he brings in some kind of other corporate tax reform? Because that's a worry. That's where we actually really see the effect on an exchequer, because the tariffs ultimately will go on to the end consumer. But where does actual reform to corporate tax, where Trump perhaps lowers the corporate tax rate, gives some other incentives maybe to these companies from a corporate tax perspective, so that their effective rate will be lower, because ours ultimately is 12.5%, but moving to 15% for large corporates this year. So where he can give an advantage on the corporate tax side is the real worry, because that's a real effect to the exchequer and a real change to those companies in their corporate tax payment line.
So you're less less apprehensive about the challenge being that the companies might have to close down their manufacturing facilities in Ireland and open up alternatives in the US over the next few years. You're less concerned about that and more concerned about tax changes. Would that be fair?
That's fair.
Are you concerned about both of them?
Both, to be honest, yeah. Like, look, and we've probably always said it, and we see it from our clients as well. I don't think there's going to be a cliff edge. I don't think the tariffs overnight are going to change the operations that are happening in Ireland. It's that future growth. And even Trump mentioned the investment that Johnson & Johnson and Eli Lilly are doing in the US. And that's the worry, is that future growth would make more sense to do elsewhere than to do in Ireland. Like, if you look at our corporate tax exchequer receipts for 10 years, they've steadily grown from 5 billion to 30 billion. And that's even excluding the Apple one-off payment. So that steady growth over 10 years, that won't fall off a cliff edge. But the worry is that gradually starts to decrease over the next 10 years. Because the future growth doesn't happen in Ireland, and there's almost a wither on the vine.
The shape of this potential crisis is different to like a great financial crisis of 08, 09. It's more like a slow creeping thing rather than, as you say, a cliff edge. At least that's our sense of things at the moment. I suppose the companies might also be thinking, if we were to shift a lot of production from out of Ireland or elsewhere in Europe to the US to avail of lower tariffs or zero tariffs, and then Donald Trump comes out and says a few weeks later, we'll actually scrap that whole thing anyway. You've made this massive capital investment decision that maybe you didn't need to make. So I suppose a lot of them will just be simply keeping their powder dry.
There is going to be a bit of a wait and see policy for a lot of them. And that is what has to happen because of the uncertainty and the uncertainty of the Trump regime, as we've seen over the short period already. There has to be a little element of wait and see and let these things play out. We've seen the initial tariffs to turn around on it a few days later. So you have to give these things time, I think, to play out. So there will be definitely a wait and see approach for the first year.
And Brendan, in terms of government policy, obviously we see the politicians going backward and forward to Washington. There seems to be a lot of high level meetings going on. But is there actually much the Irish government can do in a policy sense, really, to ameliorate any of these threats? Or is it just it's all action leads to Washington and that's it, really?
I think from a policy, from a corporate tax policy, look, we've always been rigid and stood by our kind of reputable, reliable corporate tax regime. And I don't think there's much more we can really do right now. Obviously, there's changes from an international level being imposed from corporate tax perspective. So not a lot on that front. But I think we need to look at the wider picture and we need to look at the infrastructure. Like if we want to encourage these companies to increase their production in Ireland, then obviously we're going to have to invest heavily. As we've seen in the budget, there has been an element of that. We have to invest heavily in the grid, in roads and infrastructure. That's really what we need to do. We need to put that movement and investment back into infrastructure to make these companies want to increase in Ireland and to make it easy for them and get rid of maybe some red tape along the way too.
So in other words, that you can go into a meeting and say, yes, you might be tariffed or you might be this or that, but we have a better offering or a better proposition in Ireland than we had 5 years ago. That's the idea.
Exactly. It's not just corporate tax. Corporate tax, we have a great regime and that's fantastic, but we also offer so much more to these companies and we offer an ease of doing business that we can really sell to these companies.
So before I let you go, and you pick the words here, are you apprehensive, nervous, confident about all of this? Just when you put all what we've been discussing in a bucket, what word do you come up with at the end of all of this?
I think it's apprehensive. I suppose we said it already, that wait and see approach is going to have to play out over the next 12-18 months. But look, with challenges come great opportunity as well. And I think if we get the infrastructure and the spend on infrastructure right, I think that'll be a positive out of all this for Ireland and try and encourage these companies to remain and grow in Ireland.
Okay, well, listen, you're involved in a lot of this and will be consulted by client companies, and I'm sure, over the next month, so you will be busy one way or the other. Brendan Murphy, thank you very much. He is tax partner at Baker Tilly Aaron. Thank you for joining us.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.